You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
What pillow brand do you have?
Well, I have this pillow. Well, I have the liberal woke good pillow.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Cherokee Nation wants Jeep to stop using their name on SUVs. Chuck Hoskin Jr., principal chief of Cherokee Nation, says it does not honor us by having our name plastered on the side of a car. Now, this has been, I think they've been using it for like, what, 45 years now? Something like that. Jeep said that that it's a tribute. They said our vehicle names in a statement. Our vehicle names have been carefully chosen and nurtured over the years to honor and celebrate Native American people for their nobility, prowess, and pride. We are more than ever committed to a respectful and open dialogue. Hoskin told the Wall Street Journal last year that Jeep never asked for permission. Although Jeep, they said that he told the Detroit Free Press that they're not interested in making a deal with the automaker. They said our proud name should not be a corporate marketing tool. And that's... So I am made of responses on this. Where to start? So first thing, as it relates to mascots and things of that nature, people understand how tributes and mascots work, right? So the schools I went to were the Warriors, the Chiefs, and the Braves. It was the Braves in elementary. It was the Chiefs, weirdly, in junior high. And it was the Warriors in high school. And it was not done as a mockery. It's like when people are looking for mascots, like an avatar, they're looking for the fiercest, coolest, most buck-kickingest thing that they can think of. And it's a symbol of reverence. I mean, the people are very reverent towards it. No one sits there, and we had this conversation too about some of the worst mascots. Nobody sits there and is like, what's the goofiest, silliest, weakest thing that I can think of for our mascot? Nobody does that. You're not going to have, like, you know, the Washington douchebags. You know, you're just not going to have that. You know what I mean? It's just not, you're not going to have the New Jersey Kittens. Not going to happen. See what I'm saying?
Who would win between those two teams? Who would win between those two teams, please?
Kittens and the douchebags?
I don't know. Kittens versus douchebags. I don't know. But it's like that's the logic and the psychology that goes into the choice for these mascots. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Secondly, I think it gets a little bit more complicated with Cherokee Nation. And, you know, I say this, I have ancestry. I don't claim to be anything other than just a white American. But I have ancestry, and we have some Dawes rolls. We have Dawes numbers. But everyone not kind of knows the history of Cherokee Nation, right? They kind of got it. There's some controversy that was made just recently because of black freedmen in Cherokee Nation that were expelled from membership and they were excluded from membership even though they had already been included. And so now there's all these accusations of racism, etc. Secondly, Cherokee Nation, not everybody, but some had slaves in Georgia. They had slaves. They were slave owners. And their slaves marched with them in certain instances on the trail of genocide. So it gets a little bit more complicated than that. So I'm just thinking, you know, maybe, just maybe, everybody quit pointing fingers and slow thy roll just a little bit. You know, would you be offended, Kane, if there was like a sports team that was like, we're going to call ourselves the Canes? That's like, it's a compliment,
no.
Isn't it?
Yeah, no, I'd be like, wow, great. You think I'm powerful enough to name your team after? That's like, thanks.
Yeah, right?
Why would I be offended?
I don't know why. And I don't think, it doesn't sound like Jeep is going to take a knee or anything. But that it does seem, like I said, it does seem, you know, kind of odd because the way that they do membership, because some membership in nations, they go by what they call blood quantum and all this other stuff, and some don't. It's just, it gets very complicated, and I don't want to get in the weeds with stuff, but I do think that maybe probably some of those activists are open borders activists, ironically. I do think that the Black Lives Matter, I don't want to say, I guess, structure and approach to activism is also something that I think others want to replicate because they view that as being successful. Now, I was reading, there were a couple of things on this. They were talking about Jeep, you know, should say whether or not Jeep should change their name, at least of that line. I had a Jeep Cherokee at one point, Jeep Grand Cherokee. So I just, there's so many things to focus on, but you can't just go after Jeep though, because what do you have? The Pontiac Aztec. You have, I mean, I didn't realize, by the way, that all of these cars that were just named after all this, I mean, there's a lot. Apparently isn't Cadillac, like LaSalle DeSoto Cadillac, Pontiac Aztec, all, I mean, there's a lot. So, yeah, can you ask, are the Cowboys offended by the Dallas football team?
Yeah.
Fighting Cowboys. Irish. We don't always fight.
Right, and see, Irish people aren't even upset at that.
I don't care.
They don't care.
The portion of me that is Irish is like, yep, that's right. Yeah, do it. Fight. Yeah, and we want that reinforced, in fact. We want that reinforced. No, that's a stereotype that we would like. Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment to their customers by offering them firearm designs they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and our freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Ooh, so Tiger Woods had surgery for leg injuries, and what it included compound fracture, which that's the bad one. That's where it's like, you know, horror movie kind of injury. That's a shattered ankle because after he rolled his car. So his injuries on his legs, those are pretty, though the compound fracture is pretty severe. So he's going to obviously have to have some rehab. Also, everybody who lives in and around Lake Travis, caution. I see this every single year. The Lower Colorado River Authority is warning pet owners in the Austin area, do not let your dogs drink from or swim in Lake Travis because animals are becoming sick. They said that they are, they're doing some tests on the water. Usually, what is it like? It's like a, some kind of like a fungus or something that ends up growing in it because the warm water, etc. But every year I see stories of dogs dying, and they go into, they have seizures and respiratory distress and all of this because they swam or drank the water in that lake. So they say, out of an abundance of caution, do not let your dogs near that water in Lake Travis. Just don't. Just do not do it. Also, a judge, this must be that privilege I keep hearing so much about, a judge tossed the DWI and reckless driving charge against Bruce Springsteen because they said, well, he was under the legal limit, so he just has a fine, $500 fine, that's it. That's all he's got. Wow. Well, I guess he did pay the cost, didn't he? Stay with us. Do you realize that there is another political pillow on the market? I have to be careful because in Southern Missouri, I always say pillow. And people... I was talking to a friend, a British friend of mine over the weekend, and she had no idea what the hell I was saying because I said warsh, and then later on I said pillow. And she was like, what is that? What does that mean? And her husband was like, no, it's just, this is just like, it's just an accent, that's all. And then when I say wash, it sounds stupid. Wash. I just can't. Anyway, so I'll be very careful here. So you know how there was one... That one Parkland teenager came up with a pillow for some reason. And then now there's another company coming out with a liberal pillow. So it's a pillow fight. like literally they're, I pull this up. Let me just read to you this email. There's a new liberal pillow company in town, and they just sold 3 months of orders in hours. I want to introduce you to Fresh Pillow. It was developed by a licensed massage therapist. It's a family-owned brand, and blah, blah, blah. They're going up against other... I love the lack of grammar. They're going up against other pillow brand by sharing their liberal and social political views. What? I don't, like, just make a, who gives a crap what your pillow believes? Who sits there on the edge of their bed and they're like, I wonder what my, I mean, this is like classic Portlandia. I wonder what my pillow believes. I wonder, like, what is it made with? It's the liberal pillow. We spent 10 years and $15 billion in taxpayer money developing this. It's filled with cushy chunks of privilege. Can you imagine what the conversation is going to be like in the future? You're going to have,
already.
Hey, Grandpa, what was it like? You know, when you were a kid? Well, my grandfather went and fought World War II, and your father apparently is having a pillow fight. That's your generation. We've gone from that to this. It's a pillow battle. I don't believe that they sold 3 months of orders. Who sits here and buys a pillow? I just like want one that works.
Yeah, and why would you say 3 months of orders?
Why is it pillows? I'm going to change the world. How are you going to change the world with pillows?
I guess they can't make a white pillow then. Because if it's a liberal pillow, you can't. I mean, it's about being less white these days. So
be less white.
Right. So I imagine they wouldn't have a white pillow as an option.
I can't believe that that's a sale. That's a pitch. Well, we're communists, so here's our commie pillow. It's filled with the shavings of dead Karl Marx's beard. Scented with his Marxist BO. You know he never worked, right? Because he never did. Just your daily reminder that Karl Marx was a fat, slobby, disgusting, smelly, lazy, anti-Semitic, racist, misogynistic, completely unmotivated douchebag who never earned a dollar a day in his life. And he drained his mother's account and lived off the donations and handouts of friends. It's your daily reminder. There you go. We're going to record that and put the NBC shooting star thing with it and play it daily. Because I feel like you need to be reminded daily. Yeah, I don't know why people are choosing that this is going to be their motive. Because they think they're owning, we're going to own the cons with pillows. Help us own the cons. Like, that's not what Mike Lindell did when he came out. He was just like, I'm going to make a pillow.
A good one.
Yeah. He's like, it's not going to be a conservative pillow. It's just a pillow.
I spent 10 years on that damn thing.
And no taxpayer dollars. Jiminy. So I feel like there's room in the market for, like, you know, the blank off pillow or something, you know? And it's just filled with concrete chunks. Right? Do you like a firm pillow? Who gives a crap what you like? This is concrete chunks in a bag.
Comes with hammer and sickle.
No, it's the blank off pillow. I was going to say unwoke, but I really like something more aggressive. Right? instead of lullabies at night, the concrete chunks in the pillow, there's also going to be a music box device in there that's just going to play for you the sound of your parents crying over your failure in life. It's the unwoke blank off pillow.
I can't say I'm a fan of those liberal pillows.
No, that one's not the liberal pillow. That one's just like the Red Foreman pillow. See, we just need to come out. The Red Foreman pillow is literally the shape of a foot and a butt.
Sounds comfortable.
Just isolate that. I want that to be the review. Sounds comfortable. Oh my gosh. But for real though, like I don't, pillows. That's the thing that we're going to own the cons. It's the pillows. I do like the concrete chunks in a bag. I could make this fun of this for the rest of the show. I know we got to get moving on for some things, but it's so ridiculous. They actually have an account. It's literally like they have a Twitter account. Oh my gosh, why? Why are they doing this? So we're it's going to be two economies.
What pillow brand do you have? Well, I have this pillow. Well, I have the liberal woke good pillow. Yeah, well, I have the blank off pillow. You can't classify me.
It's sad to think that during a pandemic, cybercrime is up 75%. And by far, the most serious cybercrime to worry about is home title theft. Yeah, that's right. Cybercriminals, foreign and domestic, are now after homes, and it's actually easier than you'd think. The title documents to homes are online, and a thief can find your home's title, forge your signature on a quitclaim deed stating that you sold your home to them. And then they can take out loans on your home and leave you in debt. But you won't know until late payment or eviction notices arrive. Insurance doesn't cover you, and neither do common identity theft programs. That's why you should protect your home with Home Title Lock. The instant Home Title Lock detects someone tampering with your home's title, they help shut it down. Visit HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you could potentially be a victim, and use code RADIO to receive 30 free days of protection for any problems. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So this is a crazy story. NBC 2, Florida man sentenced to 4 years in organic seed fraud case.
4 years?
He was accused, this Kent Dwayne Anderson of Bradenton, Florida, was accused of using his South Dakota businesses to defraud wholesale seed distributors out of millions of dollars. Oh, well, there, so it was defrauding. It wasn't because he was lying about, I guess, what whether his seeds were organic or not. I don't know. He was indicted. He bought $46 million of non-organic seed and sold it as organic. And he made for about $71 million. And then he bought a yacht, a Florida home, jewelry, vehicles, and land in South Dakota. Oh, man. I would like a mansion and a yacht. I didn't know that was an actual crime that one could commit. By selling some... Well, I guess, you know, false advertising, but okay. Yeah, I am not going to read this story because that guy did something gross. But I will read this one. This is NBC2. It's funny, but, like, the crime that he was committing that got the cops called him in the first place, it was a self-serving kind of crime, if you get my drift. And then he ended up fighting with everybody when the cops arrived. Just gross. A drunk Florida man was arrested for DUI and admits, quote, damn, I'm buzzed. Charlotte County. Florida man was arrested for DUI after leaving the White Elephant Bar. His name is not Bruce Springsteen. A Charlotte County deputy pulled over a tan Lincoln Town Car, guys. Whoa. Woo, over for careless driving. When the deputy, this is Monday, when the deputy asked the driver for his license, Charles Kinsel handed over his credit card instead. The deputy goes, well, this isn't your license. Can I have your license? And he goes, see, I told you that's it. And then he was able to produce his license. He told the deputy he only had 4 rum drinks at the White Elephant Bar per the arrest record. And on the way to jail, Kinsel says, damn, I'm buzzed. And said later, I shouldn't have been driving after drinking. Do you forgive me? His driver's license was surrendered. Well, at least he seems like a nice fella. I mean, don't drink and drive, but, you know, he didn't seem like a bad dude. He didn't fight with the cops like that one. This one guy in the story did that I can't read, but oh my gosh.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.